opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily that of Bashani Radio App, Bashani advertisers, sponsors, or affiliates. This show has mature content. Parental guidance is advised.
I told you he's gonna be seeing more of me, right?
Get ready for the show with the baddest lady on Bashani Radio App. What Tanisha said will blow your mind. And a few other things. Make the kids leave the room and prepare for the truth. Because many of you can't handle the truth. Cut. Get him, Tanisha. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
You are listening to What Tanisha Said on the Bashani Radio App. All right, now. So this episode is called The Kitty. Yeah, man, the kitty. Meow, meow, meow. Hey. All right, wait a minute. Meow. What is it? Meow. I don't know how to meow because I'm not a cat. I got one, but I don't know how to do it. Actually, I don't even like cats. I'm a dog person. Dogs are smarter. They do what I ask them to do. Cats are trifling, sneaky as hell, unpredictable, climb on type of shit. Like, literally, I had a friend say, oh, my cat don't get on nothing. She just stays. She doesn't climb on the furniture. I had on a black sweater. I'll never forget this shit. I had on a black sweater. She's talking about this cat don't get on shit. And I'd be damned if cat hair wasn't all over me. I'm like, really? You got one of them nasty little lint brushes so I can get this hair all over me? So anyway, I'm like, that cat get into everything. And I was really skeptical about even eating in her house because of that damn cat. But anyway, the word kitty describes so many things. Kitty, when I say the word kitty, I think of a pretty pussy. Like, here, kitty, 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 kitty. And, you know, when I hear the word kitty, I also think of a purse. And when I hear the word kitty and I think of the word purse, which kitty also is another word for an investment. Believe it or not, who knew? Who knew that when the men are big men on Wall Street and all that are talking about a kitty, they're talking about a return on investment and investments. So yeah, the kitty. And what does the kitty got to do with, you know, pretty girls swiping left? Pretty bitches swipe left. The return on investment is so important. Like, when you're spending your time with somebody, or how much time you spend, you know, like second dates and repeat dates and, you know, the date going over the 2 hour time window. Now you're getting into my personal space and my personal time. So then I have to go and look at what's the return on investment. Because you got to remember, I went and got my hair done, or I done went through some type of sacrifice of putting my hair in some cornrows so I could slap this wig on if I didn't want to do my hair. Or I had to go do my hair, get it washed, pressed out. You know, black girl hair is a challenge, but it's beautiful and however we do it. But it's a challenge. It's work. It's not a quick bam, bam, blow, dry, and go type thing. It just, that's not us. So I had to do my hair. I had to make sure my nails were straight. I had to make sure that the outfit that I wore was complimenting me for this first date, the second date, or whatever it is, because I want to make sure you saw me in a different light or the best light. I want to make sure I smelled good, so I didn't wear that cheap shit. I actually put my good shit forward, my best foot forward. Hell, I know men will go wash their car for a date. Women, maybe not as much, but I have went and washed my car or something before I go on the date. But it's a lot of things that go into this return on investment. And so, yeah, you may have paid for the dinner, but damn it, you didn't pay for all this other shit that I did. And I promise you, it costs more than the dinner. Yeah, I'm probably going to wear the shit again on the next date. You know, if there is a next date, you know, I'm going to pretty much had the same hair, same nail polish type situation, whatever. But I'm getting at this, you know, getting out what you put in. You know, this is what the kitty is. The kitty is talking about, you know, return on investment. Or me putting in this 50-50 shit. Yeah, I know I got issues with that 50-50 shit. If you've ever listened to any episode of me, you know I don't agree with it. I don't think that's what's really happening. I think, especially in traditional relationships, it's more of a 90-10, 80-20 type shit. Like, the woman really does do 80. Because you expect women nowadays to work, come home, clean, cook, suck dick, fuck, and overlook all your shortcomings, pick up your clothes, go exercise, stay fine, bitch, don't you gain a pound, and have my mental health in check while you be just one busted ass. All you gotta do is work and come home and get served. If that's what you expect, stay with that bitch. Stay with that bitch. Because I'm not trying to do nothing traditional. I'm not trying to work that fucking hard. I'm just not. I mean, and oh, Lord, don't forget, like, the young chicks that got all of that shit on the plate and some babies. And you want that whole walk around pregnant and throw out your babies and take care of your babies and raise them to be sound individuals on top of all of that shit while you just come home and say, I worked. Or you just come home and you've been fucking all day with somebody else. You know, hey, that's not 50-50. That's not even close to 50-50. You know, even if you worked all day and I was a stay-home mom and did all of that shit, that's still not 50-50. Nope. It still sounds like borderline slavery. I'm not having it. I'm at a place where we're going to really look into this 50-50 shit. And we're going to call it the kitty. Hey, baby, let's talk about the kitty. Where's this money at? How are we getting money? How are we moving? How are we going to put this money up? How are we going to build? Build an empire. I don't want to hear shit about no kids. I'm done with that phase. If they ain't grandkids coming to spit in my face for a weekend and say, I love you, blah, 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 blah. You know, the little tongue-tied ass kids be spitting. Let me make sure I clear that shit up. About spitting. Kids get right into your personal space and talk to you with a lisp. Shit. That's what the hell I mean about spitting. When you spit and you're gonna get slapped. So no, not no real spit. And this baby spit and it's totally different. Let me just put that out there. But the kitty is having those deep, deep conversations that, okay, we're going to talk about putting it all on the table and what you bring to the table. Okay, so there's always these arguments about bringing shit to the table, right? What are you going to bring to the table? First of all, who the fuck is all at this table? Because if we just need one of them goddamn, what the fuck they call them? The dinner trays? You want to sit at a dinner tray or you want to sit at this damn table? Or as we talk about the kitty, is it time to purchase some new furniture? I'm not going to be trying to figure out what the fuck I need to bring to a table that you and some other bitch is sitting at. No. So first of all, the table got to be clear. The table got to be set. The table has to be ready. That now we can start talking about 50-50 and we can talk about the kitty, okay? When we talk about what's really going on this table and, you know, what we're going to put on it. I mean, come on now. You got too many people that's just, they foul. They foul. Priorities is fucked up. Like, I seen a meme, and it's so true. This meme was talking about you got dead teeth in your mouth, wishing your ass would, like, go to the dentist and get them pulled, but yet you walking around with a Gucci and a Louis Vuitton and these high-dollar-ass shoes. You walking around with so much plaque on the bottom of your mouth, it look like that shit holds your teeth together. But you Gucci down. Priorities. Let's talk about the kitty. This kitty is important. When we start talking about the kitty, Yes, we like the pussy, but we're talking about the kitty, so we're talking about the money. We're talking about the return on this investment. We're talking about what are we building. We're talking about what are we doing, and in terms of what are we building, okay? Yes, that's why we talk about the kitty. All right. You know, another thing when I was talking about that, kitty shit, you allowing a Negro to call you on demand and you fuck on demand and you got cut off notices at home. No. You need to be talking to his ass about the kitty. That is, you're in violation. That's a violation. We're not going to be in violation of the kitty or the pussy. Pussy, kitty. Let's get them together and get it straight. They can't be in violation of neither one of them. Those are sacred and very important pieces. Now, of course, you know, like I always say, kitty has a dual meaning. Every show I have has a dual meaning. So, in Dallas, there's a place called the Pretty Kitty. You already know what the fuck that means. The Pretty Kitty. You go in there and they Brazil wax your ass up and slide that shit. And everything down there is smooth and then a veal cutlet. Ass just, you know, I forgot how bald I was. Because I was real bald and shit for my eyelashes. My eyelashes, I had to go get them done. And during COVID, you know, we couldn't go get none of that accessory shit done. So I was gluing on lashes and I was so ready to get to the... I'm telling you, if it wasn't anybody I was trying to get to, it was the motherfuckers that do these goddamn lashes. And I was talking about how bald I was. I was like, man, I was bald as a... I can't even think of what the hell was that damn bald. I mean, it was no lashes on there. I had my own little lashes, but they look horrible compared to when I get them filled in and they do them. I'm like, these little bitty nub-ass lashes needed to be filled up. But when you go to the Pretty Kitty, basically, their thing is to get that motherfucker so smooth. Now, I'm seeing them bump up and shit afterwards. But you need to go to somebody who's a specialist to stop that. All of that bumping and discoloration, you know, really get the kind of coochie kind of condition down there so that it lighten up and get all the little hair bumps and shit and all of that and get that thing looking like a nice little pretty kitty, because that's important. Now, that's because you go the shaved route. Now, let me tell you, a pussy's pretty whether it got hair on it or not. I'm speaking for my own. I'm not looking at everybody's pussy, but I want women to take pride in looking at that shit. You should look at that power that you hold between you. Oh my God. You have the most valuable resources. Just being a woman, you are a valuable resource. But when you look down there and see that powerful motherfucker right there, you better know that motherfucker pretty whether they got hair or not. And any man who got a problem with hair on it, let me tell you something. Pussy with hair on it is a healthy pussy. Hair, God didn't let it grow hair for nothing. And don't you know that before women was really just shaving their monkey's ball, they had less diseases. They had less illness. They had less problems down there. Hair is a protector. It's the first layer of protective force for your pussy, believe it or not. So you can shave it. It's on you. I mean... Hell, I'm trying to not shave my ball. I'm used to that motherfucker being bald. But, you know, I'm trying to, like, let a little landing strip or some shit come on there or something. And I think I didn't shave that motherfucker so much. That bitch won't even really grow hair. Like, you know, she's like, I'm going to throw you a little peach fuzz. But I know your ass, I've been to the point where I really wouldn't let that go too far. As I remember, so this is my issue with peach fuzz. This guy had a bald head, but his hair wasn't smooth. Like, his hair was kind of growing in a little bit. You know, he had a little bit of that spiky ass hair on top of his body. And he was rubbing his head on my coochie. And I was like, that hurts. That fucking spiky new growth shit you got going on, little big babe, you know, that it wasn't peach fuzz because he had that type of hair. If that shit had came in, it was probably wool. Anyway, that rough ass shit, I was like, I felt so sore. I mean, it would just burn my little ass up. And I said, you quit rubbing your funky head in my coochie. But, you know, that was anyway, I got off topic. Damn, got off topic. That's what happened with the bald pussy and the semi-hairy head. Anyway, as I was saying, you shouldn't have a problem with pussy that's got hair on it. It is very much a protectant. It is very much just an issue of being clean. And women, with good hygiene, going to keep themselves clean whether they have hair or not. And like I said, the hair is a very protective thing. It's not a bad thing. Some of y'all that have issues with women having hair down there probably just started fucking like in the middle 90s or something or later. Because if you've seen any of them porns that I used to watch, you know, like the Vanessa Del Rios, all of them had hairy pussies. And I didn't see nothing wrong with it. And neither did the men in there. They was doing what the hell they needed to do. Matter of fact, I remember this Italian guy was hitting on me. See, this is all of them, that swipe left shit. And he was hitting on me. And, of course, the conversation got a little intense. And he asked me, he said, "So is it shaved?" I was like, "Yeah." He told me, "No, I like that nappy shit." I was like, "Who fuck what? Nappy? My coochie hair don't even get nappy. Joker? Sir? Whatever the hell you is." And, you know, he was like, no, "No offense. I just love having a hairy pussy. I like to eat the hair." I said, "Oh, you just nasty, but okay, well, thank you for your opinion." And then, you know, I thought about how that wasn't going to work for me because, like I said, I've been shaving this motherfucker so long, it don't even really grow back. And then I'm like, so if I start messing with him and I had another dude that I mess with that like it bald and he like hair, you know, I'm not going to be able to keep up. I'm not going to be able to grow hair when I see him and not have no money. So I was like, you know what, I'm just not going to be able to do it. So, you know, to each their own. But I just wanted to put that out there that, you know, there is no right or wrong with hair or no hair. And that does not make it pretty or ugly. Because it's powerful. That's all it is. It's powerful. It is every woman's right. It is powerful. It's a beautiful thing, regardless of how it is. And you know the differences between the pussy. You know the difference between a pussy and the kitty. When we're talking about the kitty, we're talking about investments, we're talking about money, we're talking about that table. And some of y'all need to go buy some motherfucking furniture before you talk about come to this table. And what you bring to this table. Motherfucker told me one time I don't bring shit to the table. Okay. Like I said, I ain't got to bring shit to a table that ain't set. I ain't got to bring shit to a table that you and some other motherfuckers are sitting at. Okay? Because I can buy my own goddamn table. And that's all I've been doing. So anyway, a whole nother argument. I got my, find my chi real quick. So anyway, that's what the kitty is. And that's what Tanisha said.
Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Stat, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.